Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Saturday Draft Live. I hope you've all enjoyed your week, especially hope you enjoyed Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet's Super Friday, where we released our feature show on the great Rowdy Roddy Piper. We took an in-depth look at his career, and we also released Central yesterday as well, where Gary joined Ross. And they spoke all things with the Impact tapings in Glasgow and looked at the fallout after Crown Jewel as well and all the other goings on in the wrestling world. So please do check both out if you haven't already. But after a Super Friday, you now join us for a shite Saturday. Welcome to the show, everyone. You can find us on eatsleepsupextretweet.com. You get our full back catalogue of all our podcast show, every Central, every feature, every Saturday Draft Live, every East meets West, every show you can think of we've done the podcast is on that catalogue, so please do check us out. We've got our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, we've got our TikTok page, not using a while, we've still got a TikTok page. And yeah, I think that's pretty much everything we've kind of got to plug for Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet, but I'm joined by none other than Ryan DeLeish. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, Jack. I think it's fitting that the UK Warriors have reunited last night as the pair of fannies are also reunited on Saturday Draft Live. And I think it's very fitting that you're hosting, Jack, because when I think I've got the answers, you're changing the questions. Let's get this show on the road.
Absolutely. We just keep on going. But with the top three league, right, it's a great sight for you to see here. Your captain, Io Sky, a successful defence at Crown Jewel in the triple threat match and a no contest of the main event of SmackDown last night. I think it could potentially be your first time in the top three. I can't quite remember if that's correct or not. But either way, it's still a rare sight to see Io Sky up there at 11.5 points.
Yeah, if she has been there, it wasn't memorable anyway. I think it's been a little too late in the season, but I'll take it going into the last few weekends before Survivor Series. Obviously, she defended her belt successfully against Bianca Belair, or as I like to say, the draft show, Bianca. And she also was involved in the no contest, whatever you want to call it, last night's SmackDown when Asuka turned on Charlotte and Bianca Belair. So yeah, good week for Io Sky and for myself, selfishly. But it should have been a better season for this week, this season.
Something I was just actually thinking about there, Ryan, when I was looking for your team. Obviously, you've got Jungle Boy, right? Sitting at -1 points. Yes. Now, if I was in your situation, perilously close to the relegation zone, obviously one of the big things in AEW right now is the whole appearance of the devil. And yes, of what's happening with MJF, is the devil coming, blah, 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 blah. If that reveal happens at Full Gear, and if that turns out to be Jungle Boy, would you be claiming for points?
Absolutely. I will have...
Get the retrospective points in. It's technically right. Jungle Boy all this time, you know what I mean?
Steven, listen here, right? I hope you've got your nice wee shiny pen and your wee lovely A3, A4 notepad and start tallying up the points, because see if it's after Survivor Series, it's spoiled, fair play, I don't care. But see if it's Full Gear, I want every fucking half point. And I will make sure, and I'll count it myself, because I'm claiming for it, and I need it, and I'm desperate. I'm begging you, Steve, please. But yes, I think it is Jack Perry, the throwing through the glass of, I can't remember which member they claimed it is, sorry, David Campbell, getting thrown through the glass, whether that was too big a hint, or shithousery, either way, but I think it must be him.
Well, we do have to wait and see what does happen. I mean, probably won't change it. We will wait and see. But second as a ever present in the top three, Ryan, 13 points this week. She defended her title at Crown Jewel in the fatal five-way challenge match. Rhea Ripley has 13 points for this week. Obviously, as Elliot Kanter's captain. With the captaincy applied, she does have 188 points. So, first overall. And then when you see where Elliot Kanter is in sixth, it's mental the performance that Rhea Ripley has been able to pull in, considering the rest of Elliot's team.
Well, yeah, you've got to look at this. Rhea Ripley scored nearly more than double the rest of the other five picks, which is actually, is it more than double? It might be. I'm not doing the maths. Draft show, we're not doing maths in the data show. but regardless, 188 points against 271.5 points. That's, I'd say juggernaut, but he's not winning the season, obviously. But it was shown when, maybe a month or month and a half ago, when the Rhea had that kind of week or two, which wasn't really on television, he sank down to the bottom quite quickly. And it kind of shows the quality for the rest of his team. However, you'll be pleased that he's got Rhea obviously drafting from first and still a decent showing from him on this is his debut season, so fair play to him.
Excellent. And then number one for the week, and I believe probably the first time that this man has been first this week. The only one person can be first this week, Kenel Jack, but I meant the full season. First of the full season is none other than my captain, Seth Rollins, who's obviously defended the title against Drew McIntyre at Crown Jewel. Defended the title against Sami Zayn and Raw, and then appeared in the setup for the War Games match. That is Seth Rollins only just cracked the top 10 of the season, Ryan. So the with the captaincy apply, he's got 17 points this week. Out the captaincy for the full season, he's got 63 points.
Yes.
With the captaincy applied, this season he's got 121, sixth overall. I drafted him fourth. So in that retrospect, we can look at it that drafted him fourth, but his overall sixth. So it's kind of matching up to where you kind of drafted. You look at it in that aspect of when you're drafting for the first round, you know, it's going down first, second, third, fourth. But Rollins was such a fucking workhorse last season. In that huge season, I draft him hoping in the same vein, maybe a workhorse title, this World Heavyweight Championship, maybe defending it regularly, etc., etc. Obviously, pretty early into the season, we find out that he's got a back problem, and I believe he's only wrestled about four or five times, like properly.
It's not been a lot.
In the season, so it's just been a lot of appearances for him. Considering what could have been, obviously the back injury is a bit, I can't be helped, obviously I'm still going through it. But then you imagine when he does eventually drop the title, we'll probably take a significant leave of absence. Has, in the full context of it, when you look at the season, he's like sixth overall with the captaincy, but he's only just scraped the top 10 compared to last season. Has Seth Rollins underperformed?
Well, you said a lot there, Jack, and a lot of the things I was going to say, you've definitely just ripped out of my mouth. But I would say definitely, he's definitely underperformed. Like, even without all that, even without going into any of that, when you've got such an over-faced champion that's not long had the belt, you're thinking goldmine when it comes to this draft, right? Getting him fourth sounds like goldmine. But then, obviously, there's the stories with the back problems, as you said, and it kind of played into the Nakamura storyline, where we don't think he's going to drop the belt, but sometimes you're like, oh, he might have to drop the belt because his back's that bad. Thankfully for yourself, it didn't work that way. But even with the likes of Damien Priest going, what, 7th? Balor going 8th or 9th in the draft? Like, just like myself, for not picking either of the two. Like, you've been robbed. And you've only robbed yourself because we didn't bank on the likes of Judgment Day. And we were going for Gold, which weren't on the Judgment Day at the time. And I think it's hurt you a lot. I don't see Rollins dropping the belt before Survivor Series. So I think you're okay in that regard. But I wouldn't be too buzzed about this run this season. I think you've been quite unfortunate. It's the classic, you're a season too late. Because obviously, when people draft their teams, you're always thinking about what happened last season and what you project will happen if that season's coming. But the cash cows start saturating when you've jumped on. Not to use business terms, I'm sorry, guys. But you've jumped a season too late. I think, unfortunately, it's not the worst season, but this isn't the juggernaut that you wanted. And I know that's what you want during these seasons, Jack. And I think
it still helped a bit. When you look at the weekly score overall, I was second out of the full draft league for with 44 points gained this week, so it's definitely helped a lot. Ross was at 46, and then next after that is David Campbell with 34.5. But I was like, it's helped a lot for this week. Did I expect more from Rollins with what's happened? Yeah, I would say that. So I think it's not helped my cause. It's just a bit unfortunate, but that's by the by. We'll move quickly on to the kind of overall standings of the week and sitting in last position with the Glasgow University Cricket Club on 208 points is none other than Andy Mitchell. 11.5 points ahead of him, Ryan's second last position, 13th. Gary Kernan with Team Viscera, 219.5 points. And then that 9.5 gap to Callum Bennett. Follow James Blair underscore one on Twitter, 229. Obviously, in terms of kind of point total to, like, for example, Tanya Callan, Tanya Gary, you're kind of close, but I don't think you're in the question for relegation anymore, Ryan. You've just managed to escape it with Birdie Getty, Arms Like Spaghetti, in 235. You're even chasing our other SDL hosts here with David Tolkien at West End Country Club in 243, and Stephen Wilson, the Doof and Smarts Evil Incorporated, on 247.5. Great week from Austin McLeod, obviously getting the 46 points, sends him up to above Stephen with FDR Arsenal, 251.5 points. But there is a 20-point gap after that mid-table point to Elliot Cantor and Mae Young's son on 271.5 points. Myself, I'm just a wee bit ahead of Elliot with a million ways to fuck up the draft with 277 points. Getting near that kind of top three spot that's kind of in a battle for right now between Grant McRobbie, who's rolled to draft at 282 points, and Scott McLeod with the Dave Holmey Better Wi-Fi funded 285. Huge gap to second place Tom Brock with a Platypus, Perry the Platypus, and 320.5 points. And then a 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 2.5 point gap, David Campbell, team 71.
71.5 points.
That was close.
This is the stat show, guys.
I was so close to it. Obviously, we do know in the chat he's broke all sorts of records of who he's been, of scores that he's managed to break. It's an unbelievable season for David Campbell, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is the kind of score you think would be, like, even for a transfer season, you would not expect this number going into last year. Like, you don't touch this number going into, like, these seasons at all. I think we're taking into account, obviously, how well the Judgment Day have done. And also, this season's been a bit longer than it tends to be in previous years, your SummerSlam to Survivor Series. So that's also played well for David Campbell. I think his team's been drafted, I hate praising him, but very well. And I think he will be beating that record, which I believe is 447 by Stephen. So I think he'll do it.
That other one is, like, he's looking for the biggest gap between first and second ever. It's currently held by Stephen with 74.5 points. I'm second with 66.5 point gap. Mm-hmm. obviously Tom's still performing amazingly well. Can he make that too? It's a history maker, record breaker season for David Campbell, so we can definitely see how that goes on to the end of the season. But we do need to see what historic things are happening in the Listeners League, Ryan. And we've also got the Listeners League Cup as well. Break us down. What's happening? Who's looking good for coming up next season? We've only got a couple of weeks left.
Yeah, we don't have long. Just going into the league table quickly before we discuss the cup. We have in fifth place Ross Brady carrying Crossall with 383 points. We've got Elora May only Prince and 397 points. Then breaking into your top three, Adam Callier, Reach for the Daily Stars, Climb Every Mountain Higher on 411.5 points. Then your top two is Jonathan Napier, Back to the Future Endeavours with 446 points, with in first place 19 points ahead, the Dark Side of the Onion Ring, Johnny Adams in 465. Johnny Adams' team is obviously Captain Dominic Cedo in 187 points, followed by Becky Lynch, who previously had the NXT Women's title. Solo Sikoa, who is just about to hit 40 points after beating John Cena at Crown Jewel. Obviously, the Acclaimed with the Trios belt. You've got Chelsea Green, who's performed well in the tag division with Piper Niven as champion as well. And Rey Mysterio, who's just dropped the United States Championship. Things look good for Johnny going forward. He has that gap despite Rey dropping the belt last Saturday. Let's have a look at Jonathan Napier's team quickly. So, Jonathan Napier's got Rhea Ripley's captain. Also got the Acclaimed and Becky Lynch, but has Charlotte Flair, Tony Storm, and Paul Heyman. I think going the last few weeks, we're looking more at Johnny Adam as a favourite, but the draft's a wicked thing, and things could change on a whim. I will also point out that Dan Wood is the high scorer of the week with 49 points. A few 40s, that's seven drafters that scored 40 or more. This week, that's kind of like I've always set as a benchmark for scoring in the Listeners League. But bear in mind, we'll have just a pay-per-view as well at the weekend, so that's included in the scores. But yeah, things are going down in the Listeners League, and I'm loving it.
It's certainly hotting up in that Listeners League, right? It's also it's getting you that squeaky one time. Can Jonathan Napier do it 19 points behind with a couple of weeks to go? We'll wait and see, but things could have a different outlook in the Listeners League Cup, Ryan. So I mean, take a look. Tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, so interestingly, despite talking about Johnny Adam being the top of the Listeners League, he has been knocked out, as mentioned before, by Jonathan Napier, who's his title rival in the league in the quarterfinals of the LL Cup. He is currently half a point down to Adam Callier as things stands in the semi-final. And Adam Callier, who is sitting on third in the league, but is a little behind top by 43.5 points. So he's still in it, but an outside choice for sure. Definitely a 50-1 kind of bet. But let's not promote gambling on this show, Jack. Also, the other semi-final is Lily McAteer, a favourite amongst the Listeners League in that toxic WhatsApp chat that I sometimes have to read. 40 points to Anthony Fitzpatrick's 32. As far as I'm aware, this will run for one more week until the final going into Survivor Series. But I think we're looking at two different people coming up for next season's Royal Rumble draft season, Jack. So things looking good. No one's stealing first place. No one just take Rhea Ripley from our naked, vulnerable palms. But anyway, that's the Listeners League Cup. Things looking good and spicy, and I'm all for it.
Well, I think, Ryan, with how... So obviously we've got two big weeks coming up. Obviously, we've got Full Gear coming next week, so we've got to talk about that. And then the week after, we've got Survivor Series to talk about. So I think we'll just kind of end it there as a small show. I think we'll have bigger shows coming up to the... going to the finale, I think. So thank you very much for joining us and breaking down everything that's happened all the week.
Absolutely no problem. I love the idea of keep them wanting more. And that's not usually the case when I'm on this show, Jack, but we'll do that today. I'm all for it. a wee half day, a wee swipe it an hour early on a Friday, or in this case, Saturday slam down, and we'll hit the road.
Just a bite-sized episode of fun, you know what I mean? I've been Jack Graham, and we'll see you on SDL next week.
See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.